Yeah, we'd like to thank the Lord for letting us be back today. And like everybody, I guess, here, had a lot of thoughts and emotional feelings through the week, thinking of LC and Brother Carl. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, you know, there was a lot of knowledge, Brother Steve, that's buried this week.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't take the spirit away. It's still here. But I started thinking about them a lot, and like Brother Mike was talking about, thinking about a lot of our elders that has gone on, and how that we had admired them, and I believe rightfully so. But as I started thinking about them, it just wasn't them that was standing. They were standing on this right here, Brother Herman. And the reason that they could stand on it is because they knew about it. And as a little boy growing up, I just be honest with you, I was very, very privileged of being raised right here. I've got something, Anthony, that nobody can take away from me on that. But just like what we've heard already, they ain't here now. It's in our laps. And what we do with it is going to determine a lot for these little ones that comes along. But I appreciate every one of them that has passed. I can name off of quite a bit, but I know I'd miss somebody and ain't in it to hurt nobody's feelings. But they've got to be one common factor that they had that we have to have, and that's Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, even though that Jesus came and He saved my soul, He didn't take all this word and just jam it in there. There's some effort that we got to put forth. And I guess sometimes we struggle with kind of a thought that we may have and about it, but I can't shake off a thought that I feel like the Lord's gave me. But we're going to read in Acts chapter 8, a few verses in it, and I desire in His prayers that I'll try to get myself out of the way because I hinder me more than anybody does. But Acts chapter 8, starting with verse 26. The Bible reads, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down to Jerusalem, to Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of the great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who hath the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read, Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except a man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to a slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, whom speaketh the prophet? Of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. That's what I feel like reading. But I was thinking about Philip and the position that Philip was in. And you can read before that where he was even in Jerusalem and worshiping. And people quote it as there's like a big revival going on. And everybody likes it. And we all like being Tony. But sometimes God says, I need you to go do something. And the only thing I could think of, Brother Anthony, is sometimes we get some things in the mail that it might be stamped on the envelope. It has a word on it stamped, and it says urgent. And whenever you first read that urgent word, that means there's something that needs to be taken care of. And it needs to be taken care of quickly sometimes that they send you that word. And I believe sometimes that God works in the same manner. He was down there worshiping. He was feeling good. I believe he was in the Spirit. But I believe God said, I need for you to go down because I've got an urgent message that I need for you to deliver to somebody. Because somebody is in need of help. And we are in a place and time of these days that each and every day that we have to need a feeling of urgency that we tell somebody and live like God wants us to do, that it may give them an opportunity to get out of the shape that they're in. But it's urgent that we start telling and we start living and testifying, preaching, singing, whatever God tells you to do. If you're sitting there and God says, I got a song for you to sing, it's urgent for you to sing it. Sometimes I've been guilty. I'll be honest with you. I tell him, I just don't feel like it. I don't see no need in it. But there's a need in it. And a lot of times, if he tells me to do something other, it ain't just for me. He's got a purpose in it. Just like Tony, I'll be honest with you. I was struggling with this, but then he started speaking about Paul. Paul gave him an urgent message. We need to stay here. But what they looked around and said, it's not commodious for us to be here. In other words, they looked around and if they stayed there, Tony is thinking, we ain't going to make no money. It's not convenient for us to be here, so we're going to press on anyway. But he gave them that urgent message. He gave it to them. Peter was over there one day up in a loft of praying. And we know how Peter thought sometimes. These certain people I'm going to hang around. These certain people I'm just not going to hang around. But I'm going to tell you, God came to him when he was in a trance and told him, he gave him this vision of the sheet coming down and all manner of beasts in it. And even whenever he said, take and eat, he said, I'm not going to eat that because nothing's unclean has touched my mouth. But praise God, he said this. He said, what I have made clean, it's not just common anymore. So it goes back to that whosoever will that John wrote in. Peter got to himself, and I'm going to tell you, if God's working on urgency on one end, there's urgency working on the other end. Cornelius sitting down there trying to find the Lord, desiring to have him, but has no way to get him yet. But he still had an urgent feeling in him. He said, hey, this angel said, just send two men up there and get this man, because he has an urgent message that he's going to bring down here. And when he went and got him, the Bible says that two men came, said, we're looking for Peter. Peter went back down there. Bible reads, says, Cornelius, his family, and even if I'm not mistaken, even his servants got saved. Because he brought a message of Jesus to them. It was urgent that he came down that way. Sometimes we get in situations, we don't know why we're in it. Paul and Silas got thrown in jail many times, but this one particular time, Bible said they're sitting there, midnight came, and one began to pray, and other just began to sing. You say, what does that prove? There was a jailer on outside there that needed Jesus. Bible said as they got through, the earthquake happened, and him coming to his awake, said he was afraid everybody left. Upon trying to kill himself, Paul said, do thyself no harm. You say, what did that matter? The next thing he says is, what must I do to be saved? So sometimes even the positions that we're in that we don't like to be in, we still have an urgent message. And it ain't every time that we want to take that message. Jonah, the Bible said, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah, said, go down to Nineveh. Deliver a message. Jonah said, I don't think so. But what I like about this is after all Jonah's been through, he got back up on the shore, the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came the second time. And you know what? The urgent message did not change. He said, go to Nineveh. It ain't up to me who I like. It ain't up to me who I don't like. But everybody needs Jesus. And it's urgent, Steve, that I learn about Him as much as I can. Not just for myself, Brother Mike, but I learn that I can help somebody with Him. Because even the Bible says this about the four leprous men over in Kings, where I think it was, that when the city was just starving, and they sat there and said, what am I going to do? Am I just going to sit here and die? You know, they couldn't even go in the city. People didn't even want them in the city. But they said, are we just going to sit here and die, or are we just even going to our enemies? And if they spare our life, then they do. If they don't, we're going to die anyway. But they got up and they did something. Said God made them sound like a mighty army coming. The army fled. They had the whole campsites. They had their fill of things. But this is what they said. We do not well if we keep this to ourselves. Brother Herman, that's where we are. If we keep it to ourselves, we do not well. Amen. They even sent the word back, and they, even the kings at that time, because sometimes the message coming from certain people and certain things, people don't want to jump on it real quick. Because the king wasn't real hasty about jumping out there and going to go get that food to feed us. He said, let's just send a few down there first and just see if this is for real. But I'm going to tell you, when God sends you the message for you to testify, for you to pray for you to sing the song, He's picking you for a reason. And I know sometimes you sit there, and God knows how my thoughts are about myself. They don't want to hear this from me. They don't want to hear. And it ain't from me. If you stand up and you say it from God, if you sang it for God, you ain't saying it, God is. And it's urgent that we get the word out. You might say, well, I don't know. Turn your TVs on. We discussed it out there this morning. But it's more of urgent, just like one of them said out there, that we get God back in the homes. I can't do nothing about all them out there, Brother Steve. I can't do nothing about nobody in here. The only home I can do anything about is this one right here. And Joshua made a statement one time. He said, as far as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And sometimes it ain't easy just to stand. But as Brother Mike sang this morning, if you're standing for the Lord, He's going to stand for you. He's going to stand with you. The outcome still may not be exactly what you want. But I'm going to tell you what it will create. It'll create an it is well with my soul feeling when you're standing with the Lord. We all got a message. You might say, well, that's just for preachers. I can't. Yo, you got a message. If you got a testimony that you've been saved, born again by the blood of the Lamb, you got a message. And the world is in urgent need of that message. There's people, Jeff, that won't even give me time of day that might talk to you. They might not talk to you, but they'll talk to one of these sisters. And that's why we all need to do and take it as an urgent message, because it needs to be taken care of. And I tell you, whenever men, and you've heard it before, whenever men gets up here, they've had to eat a lot of message for them. Because I found myself, because I don't know about you, but I tell the Lord I can't do that, because you know how much I failed you. Well, I'm glad God don't look at that part. I'm glad He looks at that man on the inside and He said, but he belongs to me. And he needs to be told that he does. But I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate Mount View Baptist Church. I appreciate what He's given us. And when we go home today, let's go ahead and get an urgent thought on our mind of what this week's going to hold, who we're going to see, and what we can do to help somebody. And let's just pray that the Lord, and I know He will, if we do what we're supposed to do, the Lord will do what He's supposed to do. But Sheena was talking about a while ago about he's never lost a battle, and he hadn't. But sometimes I hadn't got to celebrate the victory with him because I didn't hang in there with it. So I pray that we just do that the Lord bids us to do. Pray for each other through the week. And that's all I got, you know. But I just pray that we just go home with urgent feeling, that we'll just all do what God has us to do, and we can be a help to somebody. Anybody got anything they'd like to say or do before we go any farther? Like to thank family and friends of Mountain View for the support and prayers that you have shown us in the past several months. The love that each of you have shown has not been unnoticed and is very much appreciated. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, the families of Carl and Gail Cochran. Amen. And I know it's been a concern too of some talking, but I want to advise even some of the younger men that you can look around, and I ain't throwing off on none of our deacons, but they're all getting a little bit up in age, and somebody's going to have to know enough about the Lord and about the church. That sooner or later somebody's going to have to fill them spots. And I know sometimes we think, well, that's on farther down the road, or I got time. Well, I'm going to tell you, just like it said out there, you can turn around and years will be already gone. So as a church, let's pray. And I'd like to see the young men that really get on in the Word. And I appreciate our young men, our young ladies that comes. But sometimes, Brother Mike, we're going to have to step up just a little bit more and do so. Anybody else got anything they'd like to say or do before we go? If not... So there's going to be a men's prayer session Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. We have had Brother Scott Chastain scheduled to come. He's going to be with us next week if nothing fails. So let's all still pray for that service. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every day. The Bible even tells us to be continual in prayer. Now, that don't mean you start driving around with your eyes closed all the time. I believe you can pray in your heart. But let's just keep him focused and in foremost front of what we need to do. So, anybody else? If not, you can all stand our feet and be at liberty to go, and we'll meet again Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.